But he didn't really understand all of the great truths of God.
他是一个基督徒，但是他并不完全理解神的真理。
And for some strange reason, he said to me one day, he said, you know, Harold, my life wouldn't be any different if the Lord Jesus Christ had not risen from the dead.
所以有一些奇怪的原因，有一天他跟我说，如果主耶稣没有从死里复活，我的生命就不会有任何的改变。
I thought that's a very strange thing to say.
我想这是一个非常奇怪的事来说。
It is true that the Christian life is a pleasant life.
这是真的，基督徒的生活是一个很愉快的人生。
It is true that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us many things in this life to enjoy.
这是真的，主耶稣在我们这样的生命中给了我们很多我们可以去喜乐和享受的事儿。
But it is also true that this present life that we have is an investment time for the great blessings of the life to follow.
所以呢，也是真的在我们这个生活中，是我们要现在用我们这个生活去做一个投资，投资为将来的神的赐福来做投资的。
And so the Christian lives a life, I call it the life of plowback.
所以呢，基督徒的人生啊，我把它叫做一个犁地的那种生活。
If you were a farmer, you would have to decide every year what you do with your crop.
所以如果你是一个农民，你就会决定每年对你的那些庄稼你要做一些什么事儿。
And so you'd have to decide whether you're going to eat your crop now or sell some of it and take the money to enjoy, or whether you're going to keep that crop as seed to plow back into your field so next year you have a bigger crop.
有时候你要决定呢，你是吃掉你的一些庄稼收成呢，还是卖掉一些收成呢，还是赚一些钱，换一些钱回来去享受你的人生呢，还是保持那些庄稼的种子，然后把它 再种回到地里，然后来年你会有更多的收成呢。
And so the Christian says, I'm going to live my life today for the great eternal blessings that I will get in heaven. And so the Christian plows back much of his blessings into the life that he lives for the Lord Jesus Christ.
对基督徒来说，我现在要 我的人生是要为将来永恒里的神的赐福而活着，所以我要把我的人生继续种在我现在这个人生里，将来等那个主耶稣给我更多的赐福。The
question is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ really important?
问题是主耶稣 复活是非常重要的吗？是真的重要吗？
And so we've been studying in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们在学习格林多前书的第15章。
1 Corinthians 15, and I'm going to suggest that you follow along with us now and read these verses together.
格林多前书第15章。
1 Corinthians 15, I'm not sure how far we got last time, but we're going to read today. We'll start with verses 9 through 11, and then we'll get into the detail of 12 and following.
他不确定上次我们停在哪里，今天呢，我们要开始读从9节到15章9节到11节。
I guess I'll let Roy read 9 through 11, and then I will read it in English, and then we'll speak briefly about that.
所以呢，我先用中文给大家读一遍，然后他再用英文，然后我们再来讲解一点点。第九节。 我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教诲。然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。不拘是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信了。
Paul says, verse 9, I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
What?
Do you want to translate that? Or?
Yeah, you read it.
Okay, I'll keep reading. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preached, and this is what you believed.
刚才读的是九到十一节，我已经跟大家读过了。
And so Paul is saying that he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. He doesn't deserve to be an apostle because he was a persecutor of the Church of Jesus Christ. But by the grace of God, he was able to preach, and he was able to preach the blessing of the resurrection.
所以呢，保罗说呢，他是相信了主耶稣，但是他不配成为使徒，因为他迫害了神的教会。
But you know that there were some like my friend who were not really convinced of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the problem was that because of that, they didn't realize how important the resurrection is.
所以呢，有些人呢，就像他的那个朋友一样，他并没有真正的信服主耶稣从死里复活，因为他们不是很确认这一点。
So here are some of the implications of the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
这里呢是有一些暗示，说明那个主耶稣从死里复活的。
Verse 12 raises the first issue.
第十二节讲的第一个原因。
It says, if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
第十二节说，既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事儿呢？
There is a resurrection of the dead. We know that because, in fact, Jesus Christ did rise from the dead.
所以那个那你没有那个真的有人从死里复活，让我们来意识到主耶稣真的从死里复活了。
That it was proven by the verses that preceded we studied last week. It shows us clearly that Jesus Christ did rise from the dead. No question.
所以呢，这些事呢，像我们上个星期学到的那一章里讲到的，真的主耶稣真的从死里复活了，这里是没有任何问题的。
And therefore, if Jesus rose from the dead, there must be a resurrection of the dead for you and me and everybody else.
所以因此呢，如果主耶稣从死里复活了，那么对你、我还有其他人来说，这也会有复活的这件事儿。
But the opposite is also true, verse 13.
但是反面呢，也是对的，在第十三节里所讲的。
If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised.
所以这个第十三节里讲到呢，若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
Okay, so some people say, well, I don't believe that I'm going to rise from the dead. And you say, hang on, if you won't rise from the dead, Jesus didn't rise from the dead either.
有些人说啊，我不相信我能从死里复活，所以呢，如果你不能从死里复活，那主耶稣也不能从死里复活。
What would it be if Jesus hadn't risen from the dead?
所以如果主耶稣没有从死里复活，会是什么样呢？
Verse 14, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
第十四节说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, your faith, my faith, is empty.
如果主耶稣没有从死里复活，你的信和我的信都是空的。
It has no power.
没有任何的力量。
It has no proof.
也没有任何的证据。
It has no relevance.
也没有任何的关系。
What good would a dead Jesus be for you and me?
所以呢，如果只有一个死的主耶稣对你我来说有什么好处呢？
So therefore, to preach the truth of Christianity if Jesus didn't rise from the dead is empty and pointless, and it's a belief without a benefit.
所以如果呢，你去传一个主没有从死里复活的福音，这些对我们大家来说都没有任何的好处，也没有任何的益处。
Now verse 15 raises another problem. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, our faith is empty. That's verse 14. But verse 15 says, if Jesus Christ didn't rise from the dead.
所以第十五节呢，也给我们提出了另外一个问题。第十四节讲的呢，如果主耶稣没有复活，我们所传的是枉然。那第十五节是怎么讲的呢？
Then we are all liars. Our faith is based on lies rather than reality. It's just fairy tales.
所以呢，并且如果是主耶稣没从死里复活，我们都是妄作见证的，因为我们讲的都是谎言。
So then verse 15, more than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised.
第十五节说，并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了，若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。
So if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, all the preachers are liars.
如果主耶稣没有从死里复活，那些所有的传道人都是说谎的。
And then verse 16 has another argument. It says, for if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either.
所以第十六节呢，有另外一个论点，就是因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。
And if that's the case, verse 17, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins.
那接下来第十七节呢，若基督若没有复活，你们信的便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
So what would the Christian say if he were to preach the message of Jesus Christ but there was no forgiveness of sin?
所以如果一个基督徒他传那个福音的时候，如果罪不能被赦免，他们传什么呢？
There's no hope in that.
这是没有任何希望的。
There's simply an angry God in heaven who says you're a sinner and you're in for deep trouble.
很简单，在天堂里有一个愤怒的神，他说你是个罪人，你现在有大麻烦了。
So, Christ must have risen from the dead. If not, you and I have never had our sins forgiven.
主耶稣必须从死里复活，不然的话，我们的罪就得不到赦免。
But now another reason why we rejoice that Jesus rose from the dead is in verse 18.
另外一个原因，为什么我们要感到欣喜的主耶稣从死里复活，这是第十八节所讲的。
It says, then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
所以说呢
Verse
18. Yeah, 就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
That means that all the Christians who've lived and died, died in vain.
所以这个意思呢，就是所有的基督徒他们死了也是白死的。
It means there's no hope of you seeing them again.
所以那个，这就是说，如果你是没有任何希望的。
No hope for them and no hope for us.
对那些死了的没有希望，对我们活着的也没希望。
And then verse 19 has a summary statement for these arguments that he's been giving us.
所以在第十九节里有一个小节，把这下面所讲的原因给我们总结了一下。
He says, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
所以这十九节说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we don't get the great blessings that we're waiting for.
所以如果我们只是在今生里有希望，我们不会得到我们那个要得到的，我们希望得到的那个，我们等待得到的那个大大的赐福。
We've been investing in a bad investment.
所以我们把我们的投资在一个非常糟糕的投资里面去了。
If you were a farmer and you wanted plowback benefits, what would you do if you knew next year there was going to be a drought, no rain, and there would be a crop failure?
所以如果你是一个农民你种下去的东西在第二年在后面没有任何收成。
You take in this year's crop, but you wouldn't plant anything in the spring.
所以你把这些今年的收成都那个拿走，然后你不会在春天种下任何的种子。
And if you did plant a lot in the spring and there was a drought, why then you'd lose everything you planted.
所以如果你真的在春天种下了，在收成的时候没长出来，那你就得不到任何东西。
And if Christ did not rise from the dead, then those of us who are serving him in this life, we're just wasting our time. It's like pouring money down the drain.
所以呢，如果呢，主耶稣没有从死里复活，我们这些在今生服侍主耶稣的人，就是没有任何希望，相当于我们把那个钱扔到了下水道里去。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a most important subject.
所以主耶稣的复活是一个非最重要的一个细节。
So when I was a younger man and I first started preaching the Bible, I kept on asking myself, what should I preach?
所以当我年轻的时候，我在学习圣经的时候，我一直问我自己一个问题，我应该传什么呢？
So I went to the book of Acts primarily, and I studied the sermons of the men who preached in the book of Acts.
所以我去读使徒行传，我去读那些使徒行传里的那些使徒，他们是怎样去传道的。
And I was amazed to find that their constant theme was Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
所以我感到惊奇的是，那里一直在传讲主耶稣从死里复活。
That's exciting news.
这是一个非常令人兴奋的消息。
But it's also the most important news.
但同样是一个最重要的信息。
If Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that changes everything.
所以如果真的主耶稣从死里复活，就会改变所有的一切。
If he didn't rise from the dead, there's no hope. It's all a waste of time.
所以主耶稣如果没有从死里复活，就是没有任何希望，只是在浪费时间。
But if he did rise from the dead, then we are really excited. This is wonderful news.
所以他真的从死里复活了，我们会感到非常兴奋，这是一个非常美妙的消息。
So, verse 20 then says,But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, and the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
所以第二十节是这样讲的，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
Do you get excited about first fruits?
你会感到非常兴奋吗？关于初熟的果子？
I do.
我是。
I've got three cherry trees in my backyard.
我在我的后院里有三棵樱桃树。
2 years ago, I walked through the backyard and there was a cherry that was ripe. And I pulled it off and I ate it.
所以两年前我到我的后院去，看见我的樱桃树上有些樱桃熟了，然后我就摘下来吃了。
I looked up, and as I enjoyed it, I saw all kinds of other cherries on the tree.
所以当我在享受这颗樱桃的时候，我发现呢，啊，看到了其他所有的果在樱桃树上。
They weren't ripe yet.
他们还没有熟。
But I said, Harold, in another week, you're going to be able to eat cherries until your tummy's full.
我就对自己说 ，Harold， 过一两个星期，你就会吃到所有的樱桃，吃到你的肚子饱为止。
And I got really excited.
我就非常兴奋。
Last year, I walked through my through the area of my cherry trees at about the same time. I think I counted 7 cherries on the trees.
所以去年呢，在同样的时间，我走到我的后院去，我看到树上，我数了一下，只有7颗樱桃在上面。
I said, Harold, that's not very much.
我对自己说 ，Harold， 这个不多。
I think by the time I got to my first cherry, the raccoons had already eaten it.
所以呢，所以在我。吃了我的第一个樱桃之前，那些raccoon，就是那些浣熊可能已经吃了。
First fruits are very exciting.
第一个果实是非常令人感到兴奋的。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the first fruits from the dead as far as resurrection is concerned.
所以主耶稣呢，是那个初熟的果子，让我们意识到有复活的时候。
Because he lives, we will live also.
因为他活着，所以我们同样也活着。
Are you getting excited about going to heaven?
你会感到很兴奋，你将要去天堂吗？
Okay, I'm getting more and more excited.
我会感到非常非常的兴奋。
I'm looking forward to many wonderful things in heaven.
我这盼望着在天堂里有很多很多美好的事儿。
How do I know I'm going to enjoy it?
我怎么知道我会去享受那些美好的事儿呢？
Well, I read about the Lord Jesus who rose from the dead.
我读到了主耶稣，他从死里复活了。
He said that the blessings of the resurrection were so good that he endured the cross in order to get you and me so that we could be blessed with him forever.
所以他说的呢，那个复活的那个赐福是如此的大，所以他忍受了十字架上的羞辱，以至于让你我和其他的人可以和他一起享受那么大的赐福。
And so the argument of verse 20 is that Christ has been raised from the dead, therefore all the Christians who've already died, they will rise also.
所以第二十节里讲到呢, 主耶稣已经从死里复活了, 所以那些所有的睡了的死了的, 基督徒, 他们也会复活。
And if we die, we'll be raised also, or we will rise with them from our living state to meet the Lord in the air. Either way, we're going to enjoy the resurrection.
所以呢,如果, 我们死了, 我们也能够复活。如果他来的时候我们活着, 我们也会在空中相与他相会, 所以这一切都是
So verse 21 says, For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man.
第21节说,死既是因一人而来,
For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
所以呢, 就像在亚当里都死了一样,所有的在基督里死的都会跟他一起复活。
As Adam was our father, we are all subject to death.
所以因为亚当是我们的父,所以我们的结果都是死亡。
And if we let Jesus be our Savior, we will all rise.
如果我们让主耶稣做我们的救主，我们都要复活。
The same logic that brings death to the children of Adam.
所以跟那个亚当的后裔去死的那个逻辑是一样的。
Is the logic that demands eternal life from those who trust in Jesus.
所以这个逻辑呢,就是大家所有相信主耶稣的人都能得到永生。
Alright, but verse 23 says, Each in his own turn. Christ the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him.
第二三节说,但个人是按照自己的次序复活的,出熟的果子是基督,以后在他来的时候, 是那些属基督的。
The full crop always comes after the first fruits.
所以呢,整个的收成都是来自于出熟的那个果子。
Not all the cherries on the tree get ripe on the same day.
所以不是说在那个樱桃树上所有的樱桃都是在同一天熟的。
But because the first cherries are ripe, it means the next cherries are going to be ripe to hang on and enjoy it.
所以呢,因为第一个樱桃在树上熟了,就说明后面的樱桃也会跟着熟。
Verse 25 says, For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet.
第25节说,因为基督必要作王, 等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。
Why don't we all rise from the dead as soon as we trust the Lord Jesus as our Savior?
所以为什么我们, 都复活了, 当我们在相信主耶稣做我们的救主的那一刻呢?
And the answer is because Jesus hasn't finished all his work yet.
所以答案是主耶稣还没有, 结束他的工作。
So the resurrection is going to come after he has prepared his place for us. He's got a program and he's going to do other work until he takes us to heaven.
所以呢,主耶稣他在为我们准备一个地方,当他所有的这些工作做完了,他准备好了,我们就会复活。
He says the last enemy to be destroyed is death.
他说在最后一个被摧毁的敌人就是死亡。
So he's in the process of arranging for the defeat of all his enemies at the present time.
所以他现在呢,
and when Jesus fulfills all the implications of his resurrection, all the enemies will be gone.
所以当主耶稣, 啊, 完成了他所有的复活所指出来的那些事的话, 所有的敌人都会被摧毁。
Do you get excited about the fact that all the enemies will be gone?
所以你会感到非常兴奋啊, 所有的敌人都会被摧毁。
No more aches, no more pains, no more frustrations, no more accidents.
所以没有那些痛苦，没有那些彷徨，没有任何的其他的事儿。
No more bad words, no more bad people, no more bad circumstances.
所以没有坏的语言，也没有坏的人，也没有坏的环境。
That's what the Lord has prepared for us, and He will take us in our bodies there at the resurrection. It's going to be marvelous.
所以这就是主耶稣为我们准备的，当我们的身体复活的时候要去的地方。
But the question is, how good is heaven going to be?
问题是天堂有多好呢?
In the book of Revelation, chapter 21 or 2, we read these words, He has made everything new.
所以呢，在启示录里第一章、第二章里讲的，他
How good is everything new?
所以呢，每一件事都是新的，它有多好呢？
And I'm just having trouble finding that particular verse here. Let me just keep looking for a moment. The Lord Jesus Christ has prepared the place for us where everything will be brand new.
所以他现在在去找那些经文哈，他说呢，主耶稣为我们准备的那个地方，每一件事都是全新的。Yes,
it's 21, verse 21, chapter 21 of Revelation and verse 5. Behold, I make everything new.
是在启示录里第21章的第20节。I
used to get excited at Christmas time because I got some things new when I was a boy.
刚才他讲的是21章的第5节哈，神一切都是新的。他说他当他是个小男孩的时候，当圣诞节来的时候，他感到非常兴奋。
My grandfather and grandmother lived a long way away, but they guaranteed every year I got a new pair of pajamas.
所以呢，他的父母呢，向他保证，每一年呢，他会得到一件新的睡衣。
I used to get excited because I got new pajamas at Christmas.
所以呢，我通常我会感到 非常兴奋，因为在圣诞节我会得到一件新的睡衣。
What would it be like if you got everything new?
所以呢，如果说你得到的每一件东西都是新的，你会有什么感觉呢？
Heaven is a wonderful place.
天堂是一个美妙的地方。
And so, not only do we get everything new, but 1 Corinthians 15 that we've been reading says that God is going to put everything under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，在《哥林多前书》5章里面讲到的，并不仅是我们得到的一切都是全新的，而且神会把所有的一切都放到主耶稣的脚下。
So I'm not sure what verse we were reading, as a matter of fact. Which verse should we read next? Did we read 26?
Yeah.
No. Alright, let's do 26. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
所以呢,他刚才应该是读完第二十五,就先读第二十六节, 经过了所毁灭的仇敌就是死了。
One day there will be no more death.
有一天,终将有一天就没有任何的死亡。
My friend died 2 weeks ago.
我的一个朋友两个星期之前死了。
It was very sad. His family couldn't even visit him before he died.
所以这是一个非常伤心的故事, 因为在他死之前,他的家庭成员甚至不能去看他。
He couldn't have a funeral.
他甚至不能有一个葬礼。
I was invited to go to his funeral, but then they had to phone me and tell me that I couldn't come because they didn't have enough room. Too many people going to be at the funeral.
他们先是邀请他去参加那个葬礼,然后他们就给他打电话说,他不能去参加那个葬礼了,因为太多的人,所以他们不能有太多的人在那里。
The only time in my life I was not invited but told that I couldn't go to a funeral.
这是我在我人生中第一次被邀请去参加葬礼,但是我不能去。
But this says the enemy of death is going to be finished.
这里讲的呢,就是经不了所毁灭的仇敌就是死了。
Verse 27, for he has put everything under his feet. Now, when he says that everything has been put under him, it is clear that this does not include God himself, who put everything under Christ.
第27节说,因为经上说,神叫万物都伏在他的脚下,既说万物都伏到他,明显,那叫万物伏他的,不在其类了。
What is the resurrection going to be like? It's going to be a place where everything is under Jesus Christ. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our bridegroom. And everything is subject to Him.
所以呢,复活是一个什么样的地方呢? 在这里所有的事情都放在主耶稣的脚下。他是我们的救主。他是我们的主。 他是我们的新郎,所有的一切都会放在他的脚下。
Does that sound good?
这个听起来怎么样?
It's absolutely amazing, isn't it?
听起来非常的神奇,是不是?
And then it says, verse 28, when he has done this, then the Son himself will be made subject unto him, that is to God, who put everything under him, so that God may be all in all.
所以第二十八节说,万物既服了他,那时子也要自己服,那叫万物服他的,叫神在万物之上,为万物之主。
So the story you'll remember in Genesis chapter 24 is about Abraham's servant Eliezer going to the land of Abraham's relatives to find a wife for Isaac.
所以大家记得在创世纪第24章里的故事,亚伯拉罕叫他的仆人Eliezer, 他叫他去跟他的儿子去找一个妻子。
Eliezer met Rebecca at the well, and he realized who she was, and he said to her, I want you to come to my country so that you can be the wife of my boss.
所以那个亚伯拉罕那个仆人呢,他当时跟那个Rebecca讲呢,就是说在井边碰着他。 他意识到了他是谁的时候,他跟那个Rebecca说,我要你回去做我主人的妻子。
She said, well, I've never seen that man. I don't know if I'm going to love him.
所以那个利百加说,我从来没见到那个人,但我 不知道我会不会爱他。
And so the Eliezer explained to her what a wonderful man Isaac was.
所以那个 Eliezer 呢就跟那个利百加讲那个以撒是一个什么样一个非常好的人。
And then she probably said to him, well, is he rich enough to keep me?
所以呢他那个利百加可能是这样说他是不是足够的富有来拥有我
I would like to marry a rich man, she said.
我想嫁一个有钱人他那么说的。
And so Eliezer gave her all kinds of gifts.
所以那个 Eliezer 给了他所有的礼物不同的礼物。
He didn't just give gifts to her, he gave gifts to her family as well, so that they might be persuaded to let her come with him to go to meet Isaac.
所以他不但给了那个利百加礼物也给了他家里的人很多那个礼物这样可以说他们放利百加走去见那个以撒。
Eliezer finally said to her, Will you come to marry Isaac?
所以那个 Eliezer 最后跟他说呢你愿意来嫁给以撒吗
And she said, Yes, I will.
他说我愿意。
Okay, now this story is pretty exciting.
这个故事呢非常令人兴奋。
Because she gets on the camels and they ride off to see Isaac. She's never seen him.
所以呢因为她骑上骆驼去看一个去看以撒她从来没有见过的以撒。
And she goes into the country where he is and she finally sees him in the field.
所以呢她去了那个他们的国家最后她在田里看见了以撒。
And she finds out that not only is he this wonderful man, she finds out that he is rich, he owns just about everything, doesn't own, but he's occupying the land just about everywhere she can look. There's loads and loads of cattle, lots of lovely servants.
所以他发现这个人发现以撒不仅是一个很好的人而且呢他完全占有了整个国家他拥有了一切他拥有了很多牲口牲畜动物还有所有的他也所有掌控的一切。
And she says, I think I made the right decision. This is a pretty nice guy.
所以他在想了我做了一个正确的决定这是一个好人。
We live about 3,800 years later, and her posterity are mighty in the land. She was a wonderful woman. She got marvelous rewards. She's glad she married Isaac.
所以我们现在生活在3,800年以后，她当时呢，她那个利百加嫁给了一个正确的人，她得到了很大的奖赏。
He ended up, or he was the boss basically of everything that she could see immediately around her. She thought this is wonderful.
所以那个利百加呢，他所有的他能够看到的事和物，他都是那个主宰，他感觉这是一个非常好的事儿。
But the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that we respond to.
所以呢，主耶稣就是那个我们要。
He says, if you believe in me, you may be my bride. I'll take you to heaven, and when we get there, I will be the boss of everything.
所以主耶稣说，我是你的新郎，如果你相信我，你来到我这里，我将是一切的主宰。
And there isn't anything that I'm not going to be the boss of. You're my bride, and we're going to enjoy one another forever, and nothing is going to get in the way of our eternal bliss.
所以呢，主耶稣会说， 这里没有一件事情不是我主宰的，你既然是我的新娘，你会和我一起永恒的享受这样的祝福。
That's pretty hard to get a bigger promise than that.
所以非常难得到这么一个大的应许。
Okay, what a privilege is ours. Is it important that Jesus Christ rose from the dead?
对我们来说是如多么的荣幸，主耶稣从死里复活是重要的吗？如此重要吗？
How do we know that heaven is a wonderful place?
我们怎么知道天堂是一个美妙的地方呢？
Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
因为主耶稣从死里复活了。
All right, verse 28. When God has done this, then the Son, Jesus himself, will be made subject to God who put everything under him.So that God may be all in all.
所以第他再次读了第二十八节，好，万物既服了他，那是子也要自己服那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
And now verse 29, which is a very confusing verse.
所以呢，第二十九节是一个让人非常迷惑的章节。
Many people are confused by it, but it's a very good and powerful verse.
很多人对这一节经文感到迷惑，但是它是一个非常好的有力量的一节经文。
It says, now, if there is no resurrection, what will those do who are baptized for the dead?If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized for them?
这边讲的，不然那些为死人受洗的，将来怎样呢？若死人总不复活，因何为他们受洗呢？
What does it mean to be baptized for the dead?
这个呢，为死人受洗是什么意思呢？
Some people say, well, I knew a man, he wasn't baptized, he died, so I'm going to go and get baptized because he didn't get baptized.
所以有些人呢因为他 can you repeat that?
I told you it was confusing. All right. Some people say, here's somebody who wasn't baptized,He should have been baptized. I will go into the waters of baptism. I will get baptized for that man because he can't get baptized. He's already dead.
所以他说呢，有一个人他本来应该受洗，但是他没有受洗。然后呢，这个人死了，他就说他本来应该受洗，所以我应该。我要去为他为这个死了的人受洗，因为他死了，他不能受洗，我代替他受洗。
But that doesn't really make any sense.
这个没有任何意义。
Because the thief on the cross trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Nobody got baptized for him. He died before he could, but nobody got baptized for him.
所以呢，就像那个在十字架上死了的，在主耶稣右边死了的那个强盗，他没有受洗，没有人可以去给他施洗。
But what is the value of baptism?
所以那个受洗的意义是什么呢？
If you get baptized, does that mean you go to heaven?
如果你受洗了，那就说明你可以去天堂吗？
And the answer is no. You don't you don't go to heaven because you're baptized. You go to heaven because you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
答案是否定的。你不会因为受洗而去天堂。你去天堂是因为你信主耶稣。
And you get baptized because you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ.
你受洗是因为你相信主耶稣。
So the power is not in the baptism, the blessing is not in the baptism, it's all in believing.
所以力量不在洗礼里面， 赐祝福也不在心里里面，所有的这一切都是因为你信了主耶稣。
So some people will say, all right, I'm going to get baptized for this man who didn't get baptized. And you say, no, 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 that doesn't make any sense at all.
所以有些人说，我要去代替那个已经死了的人去受洗，所以你就会跟他们说，不不，这个没有任何意义。
But you'll remember that there was a day when the disciples asked the Lord Jesus Christ, it was actually James and John and their mother who said to the Lord Jesus Christ, she said, I want my sons to sit on your right hand and on your left hand in the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们记得当时主耶稣的两个门徒问他，就是那个雅各和约翰，他们跟主耶稣说，我要我的他的妈妈跟他讲说，我要我的两个儿子在将来在天上坐在你的，一个坐在你左边，一个坐在你右边。
And Jesus said, Jesus said, I can't tell you that. That's not mine to tell you. But he raised the question, can they be baptized with the baptism that I'm going to be baptized with?
所以主耶稣呢，他当时说这不是他要去做的，但是主耶稣问了他们一个问题，他说他们两个能够受我要受的那洗吗？
And he was talking about the baptism of his death.
他在讲到他的那个死的那个洗礼。
He said, listen, I'm subject to the will of God, and I am prepared even to die to go through that type of baptism.
所以呢，他说我是历史，主耶稣说我在神之下，我要去为那个死的洗礼，我要去受那种死的洗礼。
And that, of course, is the baptism, a picture of the baptism that we have. We go down into the water of baptism and we say, I'm buried with the Lord so that I can be raised again in newness of life. Baptism is a picture in part of death.
所以实际上呢，就像我们受洗其实这样，就是这样一个画面。我们呢跟主耶稣同埋葬了，然后又跟他同复活了，实际上就是一个象征性的画面，我们和主耶稣同死。
Alright, so the picture in verse 29 is this, that there were some men and women who followed the Lord Jesus Christ so much that they actually died martyrs' deaths. They were baptized just like Jesus was baptized into death.
所以第二十九节的这个逻辑呢，就是有些男人或者是女人，他们跟随主耶稣，跟随到一个什么程度呢？他们做了殉道者，他们就像跟主耶稣一样。主耶稣受了死的洗。
But there were others who were baptized for them after they died.
所以呢，有些人呢为他们而受洗，在他们死了以后。
So the question is, what would that mean?
所以问题是，这是有什么，这是什么意思呢？
Let me give you an illustration.
让我给你一个例子。
Here are a group of men who are going to preach for the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里有一组人呢，他们准备为传主耶稣的道。
There are four of them who go out to preach. The first man goes out, he starts to preach, the people don't like him, and they kill him.
所以其中有四个人呢，他们出去传道。第一个人呢，出去传道，那些人呢不喜欢听他的道，然后他们把他杀了。
In that sense, he is baptized in the sense that Jesus was baptized, that John and James would be willing to be baptized. He was baptized into death itself.
这就是呢，是一个像他们这些人呢，就像他们跟主耶稣一样，这个人第一个死了的人，他就是跟主耶稣一样受了死的洗，就像那个雅各和那个约翰，他们不愿意去受那种死的主耶稣要死的那个洗那一样。
So if these four people went to preach, and the first one were killed because he was a preacher, and you were number two, what would you do?
所以呢，这四个人如果他们出去传道，第一个人因为传道被杀了，你是第二个人，你会做怎么做？
And there's really two things you could do. One is you could go and finish the sermon for him. You could move up to preach in his place, or you could turn around and run home.
所以有两件事你是可以做的。第一件呢，你去把他没有讲完的道讲完，继续去讲。第二件事呢，就是说你马上逃跑。
You say, I don't want to turn around and run home. I wouldn't want to run home. I would like to be strong enough to stand where that first man stood and say, his message was right. Even if you killed him, I'm going to preach the same message.
你应该说我不想逃跑，我要站在那第一个被他们杀那的人的那个位置上去传道，因为他传的是正确的。我要就算你要杀了我，我也要把这个道讲完。
You say, well, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you run away and go home?
所以你会说，你为什么不回家？你不是逃回家去了？你为什么要那么做呢？
Oh, you say, I've got to do what is right for Jesus. And if I do what is right for Jesus, then even if they kill me, like they killed the first man, won't make any difference because I'm going to heaven. I believe in the resurrection.
所以你会说呢，我要做一切为主耶稣做一切正确的事儿，尽管那个人被他们传主耶稣被他杀了，但是如果你同样的原因把我杀了也没关系，因为我相信我将复活。
Okay, so because I believe in the resurrection, I'm willing to stand up in the place that the first man was. He was baptized into death. I'm willing to stand up and I'm prepared to be baptized into death to take his place.
所以呢，你说因为我相信复活，这个前面那个人他受了死的洗，我也要站在他的位置上，我也要受死的洗。
That's how powerful, that's how wonderful the resurrection.
这就是那个复活的美妙和它的力量。
So the question then that you have to ask yourself, as I ask myself, is, Harold, do you believe in the resurrection enough to die for Jesus?
所以同样的问题你必须要问你自己，包括像Harold， 我自己问自己一样，你相信主耶稣足够到一个程度，能为了这个去死吗？
And so when I was younger, I used to be confronted with that question often, and I used to say, I would rather not die like that for Jesus, but if I had to, I would choose to.
所以当我是年轻的时候呢，我经常面临这样的问题，我能不能够去为主耶稣而死？我在想，我不愿意去这样去做，但是如果我真的必须这样去做的话，我会选择去为主耶稣而死。
How important is the resurrection? Is it important to you enough for you to die? Because Jesus rose from the dead, that's the only reason you would do it.
所以呢，这个复活是有多重要？是你愿意去为主耶稣而死吗？这就是说，主耶稣的这个复活是你唯一的愿意去这么做的原因。
And each of us would pray a couple of prayers on the basis of that.
我们有一些祷告，在这个基础上做一些祷告。
we would say, Lord, I would rather not. But Lord, if that's what you would want, I would count it a great honor and privilege to die for you, because it's right. The truth of the resurrection is real. Verse 30 then says, and as for us, why do we endanger our lives every hour?
第30节又说呢，我们又因何时刻冒险呢？
Paul and those who were with him, they were in danger everywhere they went preaching the gospel.
保罗他们那个时候呢，当他们去传道的时候，他们在时刻都是在冒着危险。
He says, I die every day. I mean that, brothers, just as surely as I glory over you in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以第31节说，弟兄们，我在我主耶稣基督里只是你们所夸口极力的说，我是天天冒死。
He basically says, every day I recognize I could die, every day I volunteer to die by carrying on preaching the gospel, because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. That's the great motivator.
这里基本上就是说呢，我天天都有死的风险，但是我自愿去传主的道，我愿意去死，因为主耶稣从死里复活了，这是我愿意冒死的唯一的动机。
He says, if I fought over wild beasts in Ephesus for merely human reasons, what have I gained? If the dead are not rise, if the dead are not rise, let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
第32节说，我若当日像寻常人在以弗所同野兽战斗，那与我有什么益处呢？若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
So the answer is, if in fact the dead aren't rise, no point in living for tomorrow. Eat, drink, live it up today. Don't worry about tomorrow.
所以基本上是说，如果没有复活呢，我们不要去担心明天，反正是要死的，我们就吃吃喝喝，就尽量就享受，不要管明天怎么样。He
says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character.
所以第33节说，你们不要自欺，滥交是败坏善行。
All around us are people who say, that's what we should do. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
所以呢，所有周围的人都这么说，啊，吃吃喝喝，反正明天我们要死。
That is the prevailing philosophy of the world today.
这就是呢，今天在这个世界上所盛行的哲学。
It is certainly the prevailing philosophy of Canada today.
这同样是在加拿大，今天我们就是这样本着这样一个哲学。
What do we know about that kind of company?
我们知道那些人是什么样的呢？
Well, we know this. It will corrupt the behavior that we're supposed to follow.
所以呢，那你讲呢？
I guess I've jumped ahead. I'm reading verse 33. Start again. Let's read verse 33. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character.
所以他读的是33节,你们不要自欺,乱交是败坏善行。
And if we're not careful, our character, our Christian behavior like Jesus, will be corrupted by the philosophy of the world around us.
如果我们不是像主耶稣那样，我们所有的行为就会被那些周围的人的那样一个哲学去败坏我们的行为。
Remember, Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
记得主耶稣从死里复活了。
that will affect everything in your life, especially your character.
所以呢, 这个呢, 就会影响到你生活中的所有的事情, 特别是你的品行。
And then the concluding argument here is verse 34.
最后这个, 34节得到的结论是呢?
It says, come back to your senses as you ought to. Stop sinning, for there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame.
这里说呢,你们要醒悟为善,不要犯罪,因为有人不认识神。 我说这话是要叫你们惭愧。
What was happening? These people said, maybe there is no resurrection.
所以这里发生了什么呢? 这些人可能说,也许没有复活。
And instead of being convinced of all the good arguments that we've got now, they said, maybe there isn't any resurrection.
所以呢,像叫我们前面所讲到的,他们说可能不会有复活。
So what did they do?
那他们做什么呢?
They stopped telling people about Jesus.
他们停止去传讲主耶稣。
If you really believe in the resurrection, what are you going to do?
如果你真的相信复活,你会做什么呢?
You're going to keep telling people about Jesus.
你会不断地告诉别人主耶稣,传讲主耶稣。
And if you're not telling people about Jesus, it may be that you're just not convinced about the resurrection.
如果你停止不去传讲主耶稣的话, 那说明你被那个没有复活给说服了。
All right, so last week we talked about a lot of the facts of the resurrection. This week we've studied the verses that talk about the logic of the resurrection. And so maybe now is a good time for questions. The resurrection is most important.
所以上个星期呢,我们讲了复活的事实。这个星期呢,我们讲了复活的这个逻辑关系。也许现在是一个好的时间,大家提问的时间。
Questions and comments now as we reflect on what we've heard.
所以呢,针对你们刚才听到的,你们有任何的问题和评论没有? 有没有?
那个29节就是不按那些为死人受洗的。 将来怎样? 这个是,他这里是 baptism for the dead, 是为死受洗还是为死人受洗? 人死了之后还是怎么受洗? 他因为有两个意思, 是有的人就是认为死了之后还按他去受洗, 他也可以得救, 还是说我们要经历像耶稣基督一样的, 一个为,就是老我死去的这么一个过程, 这里的这个死人和死, 你明白我的意思了吗?你的问题是这第29节你讲到的是死人还是要去死是吧?
是不是这个意思? 喂? 喂,你刚才说的是, 你的问题是这个第29节讲的是为死人受洗 还是你要去受死吧?
对,听不到?
So, we've got a gravelly voice again? You can't hear us anymore.
So
long, I think we're going to have to reboot.
Yeah.
We will be back soon.
I think,